It's pretty exciting, and like I said before, I said when they walk through that onto the field, when they walk through that gate onto the field, they're going to get a round of applause, and they sure did. It was like, I've never heard so many people clap for an official.
Yeah, I think everybody is just relieved right now. No matter what happens, we're going to get this game in.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a late start, and it's going to, you know, I think the clock operator's got like 10 minutes on the board right now, so they're allowing the kids to get a little warmed up, and looks like we're going to see some football tonight, Nate.
Yeah, this is going to be good. The Cardinals and the Bobcats, I mean, for a little bit there, it really looked like we were going to be packing our gear up and heading home. Kudos to everybody who jumped on the horn and made this possible. I'm told that these guys are local. You know, they just called them in. And, again, somebody made a mistake out there. It happens. But the most important thing is that this game is going to happen tonight.
Adapt and overcome, Nate. Adapt and overcome. And I'll tell you what, that's what these people did here. Like, the fans took it into their hands. The school took it into their hands. Got some guys. We got a five-man crew, and in about 8 minutes, we're going to see some football.
Yeah, this will be great. So, again, it's our Butler Auto Kickoff Show, the extended version tonight. And, of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney at Butler Auto Sales. It's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. So, again, tomorrow we are going to be over in Delhi. It'll be a 1:30 kickoff and about a 1:15, 1:20 pregame show. The Delhi Bulldogs hosting the Walton Warriors. That will be a great ball game tomorrow, and so you're going to want to make sure you tune into that. And, of course I want you to listen, but if you have a chance to go over tomorrow and sit on the hill, I think the weather's supposed to be pretty good. That's a great place to watch your football game, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's one of my favorite places to go because it's just where we are on top of that press box, on top of that hill, that little knoll in Delhi. Looks right down on the fields. What a great, great view of Delhi, SUNY Delhi, on the other side of the on the other side over by the hills. And then, you know, we're not going to get the color like we usually do when we go over there, but when we go over there in the fall when it's at peak time,
it's a great view.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, we might get over there again later in October, and, who knows what's going to happen with playoffs and all of that, so never say never, but you're right. When the fall colors are in, that's a great place to call a football game. So I'm excited to go over there tomorrow. First, we have to get through BG and Newark Valley. So, again, if you've been sticking around, in case you missed the first kind of version of the pregame show tonight, BG comes in 1-0, Newark Valley 0-1, but traditionally, as we've been saying, this Newark Valley team, very, very good. They've always been tough. We haven't seen them here on CDO in a couple of years, but I would say that normally when teams from our part of the section go up against that western part of the section, we struggle. We really do. I think it's tough to play Newark Valley and Tioga and all those teams, and it goes right down into the eight-man division as well. So it's certainly something that I think teams from our part of the section just have to get over. Do you think it's a mental hurdle as well, playing Tioga, playing Newark Valley? These are big, bad teams that have been tough for a long time.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, when our kids from the MAC and all the other divisions over this way ever have to go to the IAC or this
tough,
it is really tough. They're just, if it's tough in football and soccer and everything, if you watch these kids when they play basketball and the wrestling programs and everything, they're just really, really tough in Section 4, that IAC, and anywhere down towards Binghamton as well, too. So
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a fun game here tonight. I'm glad to see WBNG, who is here, and they stuck around. They want to get some highlights. I see our camera friend is over on the far side there, so that's great. Everyone loves seeing those highlights later on.
I told them to leave it with us.
We'll take care of it.
We'll take care of it. We'll get it back to you.
No problem.
We'll put it in the USPS.
I'm sure that camera can't cost that much, right? I mean, no big deal.
He didn't think it was funny.
No, he didn't. He didn't, but hey, that's all
good. The guys
good.
Up here did, though. They all laughed.
Hey, we're going to take one last quick break as the officials are getting things set. We're about 5 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a break. We'll get you set for BG and Newark Valley. They're going to have the captains come out. They will do the coin toss, and we'll get you underway when we come back. The Bobcats and the Cardinals tonight here on CDO. Stay tuned.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll, So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. We are set for kickoff. Bainbridge has won the toss and has elected to receive. They will be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off here. They are in the navy blue uniforms here tonight with the gray pants, the navy blue helmet with the BG in white lettering across the side there. The numbers are in white as well. Newark Valley is in the road white uniforms with the red trim, the black pants, and the black helmet as well. So, you know, Tim, I think one of the biggest keys tonight for BG has got to be when you have the ball, you got to really value that possession. You got to make the most of your possessions, but they have to limit the turnovers here tonight. I think that is where this game could be won or lost.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure you take care of the ball on both, you know, on the offensive side. And if you can take the air out of the ball against this team, I think it's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching them warm up. Their quarterback's got a gun.
Yes.
And it seems to me they run a lot out of the spread. So I have a feeling that they feel that they can put a lot of points on the board against the BG Bobcats. So this possession right here is very big because the Bobcats can take some time off and maybe they can put some points on the board. And we know they have a field goal kicker.
Very true. Yeah, we did see BG kick a field goal last week in their victory over Beaver River, 16-0. Beaver River coming down from the Watertown area for that Section 3 versus Section 4 contest last Friday night. And here we go. The officials are here, and we are underway as BG will field this at their own 25. Cutting back to the middle of the field, the Bobcats slipping, getting up to about the 34-yard line. And on the return there was Ryan Perry for the Bobcats.
Yeah, Ryan Perry fielded the ball over on the left-hand side at about the 25, carried it up to about the 34-yard line where they will take over first and 10.
Tim, when we had our little break here, I did get to walk out of the press box, and this is a big crowd here tonight. I walked down towards the concession stand. There's people all along the fence here. This is a really nice crowd for high school football tonight. I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, definitely a good thing to see, and hopefully we can bring a good game for you to you folks.
So here's BG on their first possession of the night, looking to run to the left side for Agorian. And he is brought down right at the line of scrimmage there, trying to run to the left side.
Yeah, he tried to run between the guard and tackle, and there was no room there, so he tried to bounce to the outside, and the defensive end shut that down. So they get about one on the play, second down and nine.
Boy,
and
it was just a swarm of Newark Valley Cardinals right there to bring them down. Three or four tacklers pretty much met him at the line. So 11:20 to go in this first quarter again. The officials, they had to bring in a different crew, so we're starting late here tonight. This is the first possession of the game. BG trying to run again on that left side, and nowhere to go. Actually, somebody popped out with the ball there, but they whistled it dead for BG. That was Ethan Gregory, but they had whistled it down already.
Yeah, he had, his forward motion had stopped, so they had blown the whistle and brings up a long third down.
So 10:55 to go in this first quarter, third down and about 12 to go for BG. Again, they're going left to right. Ball is at the BG 34-yard line. Let's see if they decide to go to the air here or what the Bobcats will do. Agorian is in the backfield, and here is QB Ethan Beams. They're going to try to throw to the left side, and this one is picked off by Newark Valley. Ball was kind of juggled around there for a minute, but I think the Cardinals came out of there at the BG 38-yard line with the ball.
Yeah, it was bouncing around there, and all of a sudden the kid from Newark Valley came out of the pile with it, and they have a turnover on the first possession. They will take over first and 10 at about the 43.
Wow, and just what we said during the pregame is that BG can't afford to give Newark Valley the ball on turnovers, and here are the Cardinals in great field position in BG territory, now going right to left and on their first drive.
And they actually gave him a few more yards on the spot, so it is actually at the 38 of BG.
I'll try to describe that interception in just a minute, but here is Newark Valley on their first possession. They want to throw to the left side. This one is almost picked off, and it's incomplete. Pass was, and the intended receiver was John Mincher.
Mr. Patton on the hit right there dislodged the ball from the receiver. The throw was on the money, and probably would have been good for a first down if it hadn't been for the nice tackle by the young man, number 81.
Yeah, going back to that interception, it looked like BG had it for a split section, a second. It kind of got stripped. It was bouncing around. Newark Valley came down with it, and it was a big pile. We could not tell who got that interception, but it's a good team effort there by the Cardinals. 10.5 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Newark Valley and BG. This is Newark Valley's first possession of the game. We are in the first quarter after starting about an hour late tonight here in BG. Here's a quarterback keeper for Wandell to the outside, right side, across the 25, down to about the 20-yard line for the Cardinals. Good for a first down.
Yeah, split backs across the backfield there, and the direct snap right to the quarterback with a lead blocker around the end. Good for a first down yardage.
This is Michael Wandell, number 12, their big leader here at the quarterback position for the Cardinals. And as you said, Tim, he does have quite the arm. And he's in the shotgun. We got two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And we'll have a whistle before Wandell can let that ball go.
Flag on the play.
There is a flag. You wonder.
They let the snap go, so
yeah.
And we wouldn't think it would be. Yeah, no, they called false start. Yep.
You got to wonder, these officials, I mean, maybe they were home half an hour ago. Here they are. Is it going to be hard for them to get into rhythm tonight?
Yeah, and I'm not going to say, I'm looking at some of these guys. Some of them I recognize, and they didn't come just from Bainbridge. They came from Norwich.
Yeah.
There's some that are out there that are from Norwich, and I bet you there's some that might be in Oneonta.
9:50 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Here's a run for Newark Valley down the right side, still rumbling and stumbling across the five. He's still on his feet, and he is in. Maxwell Flesher breaking tackles the whole way, and he's in for a Newark Valley touchdown.
Nice little run, 24 yards for the young man to pay dirt, 6 points.
So, wow, a nice run there. It was just broken tackle after broken tackle, and it's a 6-0 lead here for Newark Valley on their first possession of the game.
Oh, and look what they're in, Nate.
Oh, boy, it looks like the old swinging gate. Is that what it's called?
That's what it is, yep.
And so Newark Valley taking a page out of the playbook of Jeff Matthews from Sydney. Who else did we see run this? Green used to run this too?
Yeah, I think they had a version of it, yep.
So now they will shift the line over there. It looks like they're going to kick the extra point. And this one is up, and it is good. So a 7-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG. Bobcats will get the ball back when we come back here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
9:40 to go in the first quarter, and Newark Valley jumps out to a 7-0 lead on the road here at Bainbridge. And that was Max Flesher with the 25-yard touchdown run. Broke, I don't know, four or five tackles there for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they had quite a conglomerate of people that were running in like a scrum, like a rugby scrum, and they just popped out of it and took it into the end zone for six.
So again, a 7-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG with 9:40 to go in the first quarter. Again, if you're saying, why is it only the first quarter? We did not have officials to start this game. They scrambled and were able to find officials, so we started about, oh, I would say 45 to 50 minutes late, but hey, we're here, and it's Friday Night Lights for real. This whole game will be under the lights. And so Newark Valley will kick off to BG, and we'll see what the Bobcats can do on their second possession of the night. They lose the ball here on this kickoff, but falling on it just in time was Declan Marshfield, and so BG will start at their own 28.
Yeah, Declan Marshfield and another player collided on the reception, and the ball popped out, but Declan did a really nice job of covering it up. So BG will take over first and 10 at the 30-yard line, first and 10.
9.5 to go here in this first quarter. 7-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG. See what the Bobcats can do. I've seen a couple other local coaches kind of milling around here in the stands, trying to get a look at the Cardinals and the Bobcats. A run on first down, and BG just has nowhere to go. They run into a wall on that left side again.
Yeah, they're getting no push on the offensive line right at this moment, and the Cardinal are getting into the backfield and destroying the play right away. He did get 2 yards on the play that time based on the yardage marker, so it'll be second down and 8.
Talked to some coaches this week, and I said, you know, what do you think I'm going to see from Newark Valley? And they said, well, they lost some key pieces from the last couple of years, but you know, we think they'll still be okay. So far, they look very good here.
Yeah, they do. They really do, and especially on the defensive side. I mean, that looks like they have a 3-man front, and they're just bottling up the blockers and the running backs for the Bobcats.
Here's BG looking to throw on second down at about 9 to go. Beams is flushed out of the pocket, runs to the right side in front of the BG bench, picks up about 2 yards. Before he is knocked out of bounds there by Caleb Karp for Newark Valley.
Yeah, nice little play there by Beams. He did came out to the right side with the ball up, like he was going to throw it, but he didn't have any receiver open, so he did the smart thing, kept it, and picked up about 4 yards. We'll bring up third down and 4.
8:43 to go, first quarter. Newark Valley leading Bainbridge, Guilford 7-0. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. So here is Beams on a third down and about 5 to go. Beams with a QB keeper to the outside, bowling his way forward. He's going to be about a yard short, but we do have a flag.
Yeah, that'll be face mask. BG's going to get about 15 more yards on this play. He was pulled down on it just short of the first down, but they're definitely going to have it after this.
Good effort there by Beams to kind of slice and dice his way through the line. But, yeah, just as he was going down, we had a pretty good view of it here. Face mask against the Cardinals.
Yeah, and when Beams got up, finally came back, he had to turn his face mask as he was looking out his ear hole.
You know, we talked about BG having to be careful with penalties. It really is a two-way street there. Both teams are going to have to be careful. You never know in the high school game. It varies week to week on what team shows up sometimes.
You know, you did a really nice job. You stopped them from getting the first down, and then just at the last minute, somebody grabbed that face mask and gave him the first down.
8:25 to go, first quarter. BG is now into Newark Valley territory, going left to right. They'll try to run it up the middle, and again, just a wall there of Newark Valley defenders. That was Ethan Gregory on the run.
Yeah, Gregory gets about 2 on this play. The ball is spotted at the 45-yard line of Newark Valley, second down and 8.
Coming up on 8 minutes to go in this first quarter. Again, Newark Valley 7. And BG nothing. Play comes in from the sideline. I think this is, you know, it's early in the game, but this is a big drive for the Bobcats here, Tim.
Yeah,
they
got
to try to answer.
I do. I think exactly what they need to do is answer here because, unfortunately, right now they're getting dominated on the offensive line by that defensive line for the Cardinal.
Second down at about 9 to go. Beams to the outside. Little 360 spin. He's still on his feet. Bowls his way up to about the 41-yard line. So that play is working, but, you know, Beams is putting his body in harm's way, too.
He sure is, and he's not the biggest guy. I mean, he's 5'9", I think he said, something like that, 5'9".
Yeah.
Not real big, but he's pretty quick and good decision maker. Third down and about 6.
Yeah, Beams 5'9", 155, the Bainbridge-Guilford quarterback. Here's a key third down about... Third down and 6 to go with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Newark Valley leading 7-0 on the road here tonight at BG. And they are on the Newark Valley 42-yard line going left to right. Got to try to convert here if you are the Bobcats. Newark Valley trying to hold strong. And so Beams will be under center. And he'll look to drop back to pass. Throws over the middle and it's almost picked off. Knocked down there by Max Flesher. He was the player who had the touchdown for Newark Valley, and he knocked that one away there.
And if he comes up with that ball, there was nobody over on that side. It's a pick 6 for him, and he's got 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, but looks like BG will be punting here.
BG does have an excellent punter in Ethan Gregory, who really pinned Beaver River in some tough spots last week. And I was going to say, this is a tight spot here. We'll see what BG decides to do. They're going to take a timeout to talk it over. We'll step away. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Newark Valley 7, BG nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. 6:50 to go first quarter. 7-0 lead for Newark Valley football here over BG. BG has a fourth down at about 6 to go. They're in Newark Valley territory at about the 43. They took this timeout. We'll see what they do, Tim.
Yeah, I think they did this last week, too. I think they were the ones that did the little quick punt with Beams because it was such a short.
I think they're going for it.
Yeah, this is basically the same set they had last time, and then he backed up.
Yeah, well, Beams is going to roll out to the left side, wants to throw. There's pressure there. Beams has nowhere to go, and he is brought down by the Cardinals with 6:42 to go here in the first quarter. Coach Lormer not pleased with his guys on the execution there.
Yeah, no, he's not happy with that. I believe he was looking to get an incomplete pass called so the ball wouldn't move, but they did get him, sacked him probably for an 8-yard loss. The ball will now be spotted at about the 48-yard line of BG.
Yeah, that play just did not shape up, I think, the way they drew that one up. So with 6:42 to go in the first quarter, Newark Valley is going to get the ball back, going right to left, right at midfield here. So here are the Cardinals looking to go to the air. Wandell is back in the pocket. He's going to escape. A boy, he's got some wheels. Cuts back to the left side. He's across the 40. Wandell slows down and is brought down there after a gain of about 9 on the play.
He ran about 25,
yeah,
but he gets 9 yards on the play, so it'll bring up second down and 1. Ball spotted at the 40.
Clock is moving. 6:20 to go first quarter. Again, the Cardinals leading the Bobcats 7-0. A late start here tonight in BG, but a great crowd. Newark Valley has traveled well. Their side looks pretty full as well, and I know they were putting this out on their Facebook page as well, so if we have any Newark Valley listeners on WCDOsports.com, we certainly appreciate that. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here's a little sweep to the outside for the Cardinals, and BG was able to snuff that one out pretty good as Flesher was knocked out of bounds. Really no gain on the play.
Flesher on the jet sweep to the right side, and BG did a really nice job of stringing it out and stopping him for a loss of about 1. Will bring up second down, a loss of 2, bring down third down and 3.
So a big third down here for the Cardinals. Ball at the 42-yard line. And again, I know we've said it a couple of times, but here's another big play for BG if they're trying to hang around early in this game. And so Newark Valley trying to convert here on third down. Wandell with the QB keeper pushing his way forward. He's going to be very close. I think he's got it. We'll see where they spot this ball.
Yeah, this is really close. Well, not according to the chain guy. He started to move before he even... Yep, there they go. They gave it to him. First down. He knew what he was doing.
It was a nice run by Wandell right up the gut. Just kind of tucked in behind those linemen and pushed his way forward. And you can see he has the experience.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
seen him before. A good arm, a good runner, too.
Straight ahead quarterback sneak on that play off the left side, and he just got right behind his linemen and got the first down yardage.
First and 10 here for Newark Valley. They're in BG territory, going right to left at the 39-yard line. Wandell on the shotgun, stops back, throws, fires one far side, passes complete at the 20, down to the 10. Let's see who came up with that on that far side. Looks like it's number 4 over there, Joe Sherwood for Newark Valley.
Nice little back shoulder fade to the right side and good for big pickup. First down is just outside the 10-yard line.
Wandell pretty much in the hurry-up offense here, wants to snap it and go, hands it off. Cardinals bowling their way forward down to the line here for Landon Spoonhauer. Comes up a little short, but it's going to be pretty much on the goal line here for the Cardinals.
Going with tempo again, too. They're going to snap it real quick.
Yeah, they're right up to the line. Wow, really well executed. They'll hand off again, and in for the touchdown here for Newark Valley is Spoonhauer. A little 1-yard run.
Yeah, off to the left side, just kicked it out to the outside the end and walked into the end zone untouched.
That boy, that hurry-up offense, they've got that down to a T, don't they?
Definitely caught BG off guard on those two plays without a huddle.
So Spoonhauer goes in for 6, giving Newark Valley a 13-0 lead over BG with 4:37 to go in the first quarter. This time they're going to try to go for two. They'll punch it in. And the swinging gate strikes again. And so it'll be a two-point conversion. It's good. A 15-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG with 4:37 to go in the first. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
4:37 to go, first quarter. 15-0 lead for Newark Valley. They've jumped out quick here on BG. And the Bobcats will get it back here late in this first quarter, again with 4:37 to go.
Yeah, it took over right off the bat on the first possession. They had a turnover on downs, or actually it was a turnover, and walked right down and scored. And then this last time they started a little further back, but BG really doesn't have an answer for this offense at this moment.
And so the Cardinals will be kicking off, and, you know, BG's going to have to try to find a way to move the ball as well here on offense, trailing 15-0, always against a very good Newark Valley team. Again, we'll be on the air again tomorrow. It'll be a 1:30 kickoff in Delhi as the Bulldogs host the Walton Warriors. Should be a good one on Saturday afternoon here on CDO. A high kick by the Cardinals, be fielded here by BG. They're going to work it all the way up to about the 38-yard line. That was Perry on the return for Bainbridge-Guilford.
Perry with about 10-yard return, and Bainbridge will start its third possession of the first quarter at about 38-yard line.
And here's new territory for BG. I mean, they win 16-0 last week. They were pretty much in control the whole time. Now they find themselves down at home in front of a big crowd. They got to try to find a way to fight through this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of young kids on this team, so this is really going to test their fortitude.
So here is Beams, the junior quarterback, again under center here for the Bobcats. Barks out the signals. He's going to hand it off to Hagorian. Bounces to the outside right side, brought down by that Newark Valley defense, met by two guys right at the line.
Yeah, the first whole point of attack is just closed off, and he tries to bounce outside, and there's just nothing there, and Newark Valley is really running to the ball when they're on the defense. Like the cornerback on that side just absolutely just made a dead sprint to Gregorian and stopped him short of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Wandell, not only a good quarterback, but he's made some good plays on defense as well tonight so far for Newark Valley. Here's a shotgun, second down and 11 to go. Beams is going to take off right up the gut here, bounces to the outside on that left wing side. Beams with a first down to the 50, to the 45. Here for the Bobcats, well done by Ethan Beams.
Ethan Beams takes the direct snap, goes to the left side outside the end, and gets the first down for the BG Bobcats. So the BG will be back in the Cardinal territory at about the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that brings the crowd alive here as BG going left to right, heads into Newark Valley territory at the 48. With 3:45 to go in the first quarter, Newark Valley leading 15-0 here over BG. See what the Bobcats come out with is one wide receiver split to the left, one to the right, actually two to the left now. Beams is in the shotgun, hands off to Hagorian, cuts to the inside. There's that big new young man for BG across the 45 to the 43. Moved into the district last year, and they're glad to have him.
Yeah, nice job by Hagorian on that play right there. He picks up about 5 yards. They'll bring up second down and five.
Only a sophomore. He moved in last year, didn't want to play in the spring, just didn't feel comfortable in his new surroundings. We mentioned last week he runs very kind of upright and straight. But, boy, if they can really continue to work with him, I mean, he's got a big body. He could be a real bruiser for BG.
Yeah, and give him a couple of years. He's going to put on some weight and some muscle, and he's going to be a force.
Second down and five to go. BG hands off, and again, right up the line. Good for maybe a gain of one. That Newark Valley line has just been really tough so far here tonight. I believe that was Caleb Brimmer on the run for BG.
Yeah, they're just in the backfield, and they're disrupting the play. They may not make the tackle, but they're definitely disrupting the pace of the play and the rhythm.
Tristan Jones and Connor Jacobson on the line have been really, really good, as well as Matt Keller for Newark Valley here tonight. So this is a third down and about four to go. Beams trying to run off the edge here, has nowhere to go. He's brought down. As, again, breaking through, there's one of those guys, Connor Jacobson, on the tackle for Newark Valley.
Connor Jacobson did a great job to get to Beams and keep him short of the sticks. It'll bring up fourth down at about a long three.
2:15 to go, first quarter. Newark Valley leading Bainbridge-Guilford 15-0 on the road in Bainbridge tonight. Going to be a late night for the Cardinals getting home, as much as it was for Beaver River last week as well. We figured they had about at least 2-hour drive to get back home. Newark Valley, probably a solid hour and change to get there from good old Bainbridge. So 1:50 to go, first quarter, fourth down here. They're going to try to run it up the middle with Hagorian, and again runs right into that wall of black and white and red. Turnover on downs, Newark Valley will get it back.
Nice job by the defense, and Hagorian was brought down by number 77 of the Cardinal.
So the Cardinals are going to get it back here with 1:48 to go in the first quarter. And this first quarter has belonged to Newark Valley. Let's see if they can move this ball again. They're going to be starting on their own 40-yard line, going right to left. Again, Nate Lawland, Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Here's Wandell, drops back to pass, wants to throw one up into the night sky, just overthrows his intended receiver in Landon Spoonhauer by about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, Spoonhauer on the fly pattern right there, ran right by his defender, and he was wide open, and the arm of Wandell was just a little bit too strong.
That, to me, looked like, you know, Newark Valley says, okay, we're going for it right here. We basically got our hand on the throat type of situation there for the Cardinals. They're sensing it here on the road. They want to get off to a hot start. Here on a second down and 10, they're going to try to run this to the outside. Wandell with a QB keeper. He's got a first down and more into BG territory, churning those legs across the 45 to the 40 to the 35, and he just has some very determined running there.
Yeah, they were running the lead option there, and actually the fullback, I thought the fullback had the ball, but Wandell pulled it at the last minute and went around the end and got into BG territory first and 10.
Minute and a half to go here, first quarter. As here is Wandell again under center with a fresh set of downs. Wants to hand it off. No, it's a little option pitch to the outside. Good for another first down to about the 30-yard line for Max Flesher.
Flesher on almost like a speed sweep kind of thing, but ended up being an option with Wandell going down the line. Gets another first down for the Cardinal.
Boy, that was nice. They sold that really well. And Flesher was just, he got that ball right in stride and was kind of shot out of a cannon there. Wandell really does a good job running this offense. Minute 14 to go in the first quarter. A 15-0 lead for Newark Valley. They're trying to add to it here. They hand off to Flesher, and he'll rumble to the right side, just a little short of that first down marker.
Yeah, they ran between the guard and center on that play and got good push from his line. This line is doing a really good job on both sides of the ball, controlling the line of scrimmage.
The ball at the 29-yard line now with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Newark Valley leading 15-0. Can they try to punch in another score here at the end of this first frame? So here is Wandell under center, wants to hand this ball off, and does. Running back to the right side is Luke Rinkavich.
Rinkavich gets the extra yard for the first down, so the Bobcats are with their backs to the wall here. The ball is spotted right at about the 15-yard line.
Clock is moving. We're down to 25 seconds left first quarter. First and 10 for the Cardinals. They're deep into the red zone now. They hand off, running right up the middle and in for a Newark Valley touchdown. His second of the night is Landon Spoonhauer. He wouldn't be denied.
Landon Spoonhauer brought his shoulder pads to the party that time and dropped them and knocked the defensive back over and walked right into the end zone after it. 6 points.
Wow, Newark Valley has really jumped out fast here. It's 21-0 with 19 seconds to go in this first quarter. Let's see what the swinging gate does again. Tim, if you could explain this, what's the best way to explain it?
Basically, all the linemen are over on one side and all the skilled players are on the other side, and then they just decide if they're going to try to do something funky over on that side or if they're just going to do the traditional kick.
And so far, they've done one kick and then went for two the next time. This time, they'll kick, and this one is through the uprights, and it is good. So Spoonhauer with another touchdown with 19 seconds to go. And it's 22-0. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Newark Valley on top of BG on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
High School Sports on WCTO.
And welcome back with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. A 22-0 lead here for Newark Valley over BG. Newark Valley came ready to play tonight again. We started this game about an hour late. There weren't officials when we first started. I guess the delay did not bother the Cardinals, Tim.
No, and we talked about that because they actually went in and sat down in the locker room, and BG stayed out on the field and was doing some warm-ups and things like that just to keep, you know, keep loose. And we questioned whether that was the right move. Well, let me tell you something. The way they've come out of that a locker room is pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, you wonder if they just, you know, stayed in there, went over a little more game plan, stretched out a little bit, stayed hydrated. Whatever they did in there seems to have worked because the Cardinals are off to a 22-0 lead with 19 seconds to go first quarter. And so the Cardinals will be kicking off. BG's going to have one more chance here in this first frame. Fielded at their own 20-yard line, they'll look to bring it out to the right side. Across the 30, brought down at about the 33-yard line. And returner on the play there for BG was Jack Matthews.
Yeah, Jack Matthews fielded the ball right about his 20 and brought it out across the 32-yard line, gets to the 33.
And so there'll be one last play here in this first quarter with 11 seconds left. A little bit of fog creeping in here as well, Tim.
Yeah. Hounds of Baskerville.
Yeah. Reminds me of our UV Unitego game a couple of years ago. We literally could not see the other side of the field. And we were supposed to be in UV tonight. It's one thing we really didn't talk about during the pregame is, you know, we were supposed to do UV and Unitego again tonight at UV, and that game had to be postponed. A little bit of a COVID issue there, which is becoming more and more of a reality in high school sports. Beams is going to throw over the middle, and it is incomplete through the intended receiver's hands of Declan Marshfield.
Yeah, Declan Marshfield was open, and ball just scooted through his fingers, but a nice finishing tackle by the safety for the Cardinal number 26.
Marshfield had that great touchdown catch last Friday night against Beaver River where it bounced off a defender's hands. He was able to find the deflection and get six for BG last week. But right now, BG with 6 seconds left in the first quarter trailing 22-0 here at home against Newark Valley. So here is one last play, it looks like, and we are going to have a flag on the play. Somebody jumped early. Let's see who it is.
Looks like it's false start on BG. I believe the defensive or offensive tackle on the left side jumped.
And so this will back the Bobcats up to about the 28-yard line with 6 seconds left. 22-0 the score, with Newark Valley on top of BG here tonight in Bainbridge. Glad to have you along. Just a reminder, too, that we do record all these games and we put them in our game audio archive. It's a free download anytime on WCDOsports.com. Snap is low, but Beams is able to field this one. Throws to the left side. It is incomplete with 1.3 seconds left here. They are just milking everything they can.
I know. I can't believe this. We thought it was going to be the last play of the quarter, and there's been three plays.
3 plays ago.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a third down and long here, about a third and 15 for BG. They go left to right, the ball on their own 28-yard line. Coach Conway here tonight, selling some 50-50 raffle tickets, it looks like.
Doing some work.
Longtime BG girls basketball coach. And I don't think he's going to stop anytime soon from talking to him. Ball is loose on the turf. Beams is able to scoop it up, throws to the outside, but it's knocked away. Good defensive coverage there by Spoonhauer of Newark Valley.
Yeah, Spoonhauer waited till the ball was in the air and then jumped on the receiver. Real nice play. Patton really didn't have a chance. So, fourth down.
End of the first quarter here. Our score 22-0. Newark Valley on top of BG. We'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around. plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Nate Lull and Jim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. And this is going to be a punt for BG as we start the second quarter. It was a fourth down. Ethan Gregory with one that goes sky high, but really only gets out to about the 50-yard line. Cardinals will take over going left to right with a 22-0 lead.
Quite surprised not to see a flag on the play there because the punter got hit, and it definitely affected Gregory's ability to punt because that was definitely one of the shortest ones I've ever seen him hit.
Yeah, we know he has a heck of a leg. If you're an official tonight, can you say, hey, you know, so I wasn't supposed to be here. Sorry, I missed that one. So
no,
I'm,
you can't.
I'm not warmed up yet, you know.
Then you will hear the crowd.
You know, I do say, for, as you said before, for putting a crew together pretty quick, I think they got a good crew here.
Yeah.
So 11:50 to go in the second quarter. It's a 22-0 lead for the Cardinals. They start right at midfield. Again, the white uniforms, the black helmets, the black pants. And here's a handoff, and Wandell is going to take it right up the middle, across the 40, down to the 30, before he is brought down by Marshfield of BG.
Wandell is such a good runner in the open field. He just keeps looking for that setup to make you miss, and then once you miss, he's gone.
Wandell actually, you know, who quarterbacked the whole first quarter there, was a running back on that play, as it looked like they had moved Joe Sherwood over to the quarterback position. Let's see if that is still the case. Yes, it is. And so under center here is Sherwood. So maybe using an opportunity to try somebody else out at the position. They'll hand off, and Newark Valley again right up the middle with Landon Spoonhauer. He's already got two touchdowns. Good for another 20 to 25 yards right there, first and goal.
Got to wait and see what's happening here, though. We do have a flag. It looks like a hold against...
Hold on the
yeah,
play.
Looks like it's a hold against Newark Valley.
So that is going to negate a very nice run by Spoonhauer. I will say this, Tim, when these Newark Valley running backs get the ball, they just look like I'll run through anything that's in front of me, a brick wall, a mountain, doesn't matter.
So when they run out of the tee, they're the three backs behind the quarterback, and that last time Wandell was on the right side on the outside, and he actually was the lead blocker
yeah.
in that play. So he's quarterback, he's a running back, and he's also a lead blocker.
Now you can see he's a physical kid, that's for sure. Not afraid to mix it up in there. Sherwood is still under center. Wants to hand it off to Wandell to the outside, left side. He's going to pick up that first down, still churning his feet. And, boy, he's still going down that left side. He got about 15 yards on that play. Wouldn't be denied.
Yeah, he definitely was a man on a mission there. Looked like he was mad because they had to get the penalty on the play before, so he took it out on Bobcats on that one.
So this will be Newark Valley with a first down. They're in the red zone again. They're at the BG 15-yard line. With 10:40 to go in the second quarter, BG trails 22-0 here against Newark Valley. And here is Sherwood under center. Sherwood rolls out to the right side. Quarterbacking now. Sherwood wants to throw, and this one is through the hands of his intended receiver, Landon Spoonhauer.
Landon Spoonhauer dropped the ball, and there was a BG Bobcat right behind him that had a shot at it, but... all incomplete.
10:27 to go, second quarter. 22-0 lead for the Cardinals over the Bobcats here tonight. And the Bobcats defense desperately trying to hold on and keep the Cardinals out of the end zone here to start this second quarter. So here is Sherwood under center. Sherwood takes the snap, wants to hand off to Wandell, bounces left side, looking for some daylight here. Good for about 5 yards before he's brought down.
Well, I'm not saying anything about how the type of runner he is, but he is not getting hit until he's into the second level.
Very true.
So the offensive line is doing an absolutely fantastic job of giving the running backs, all the running backs, the quarterback and everybody else, great, great visibility at the point of attack, and then also they're making cuts in the hole.
I've seen Tristan Jones and Austin Weeks for Newark Valley opening up some pretty big holes there. That's been a good job here by this Cardinals line, one of the signatures of this team. Now it's going to be a shotgun quarterback keeper for Sherwood, runs to the inside, and that's a touchdown for the Cardinals from about 10 yards out.
Direct snap to Sherwood off to the left side between the tackle and the end. He gets into the end zone, 6 points.
So the fourth touchdown of the night here for Newark Valley with 9:38 to go in the second quarter. And this is a 28-0 lead now for the Cardinals. And let's see what the swinging gate brings this time. So basically, folks, it looks like they are set up for an extra point, but the line is over on the left side of the field. Then they shift over and they're in the middle. And now it does look like they will go for the traditional extra point. And they will. Snap is good. Hold is good. Boy, and a nice kick there up through the uprights for Newark Valley from Max Flesher. So the touchdown and the extra point, it is 29-0 for Newark Valley over BG. 9:38 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they now stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Face masks, Leaning Tree greeting cards, and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
9:38 to go, second quarter. 29-0. Newark Valley is on top of BG. And here's our touchdowns so far for Newark Valley. Max Flesher with one touchdown, Landon Spoonhauer with two, and Joe Sherwood with one for the Cardinals. All four touchdowns on the ground. And Newark Valley's put their stamp on this game pretty early here, Tim.
Yeah, they have, and they've tried to throw the ball too. So, I mean, that's, you know, all you're hearing about is the rushing part, but they are trying to throw the ball as well. Both quarterbacks have absolute bullets of arms.
And so Newark Valley setting up the ball for the kickoff here. They can't get it to stay on the tee. So a little bit of a delay here for Newark Valley as they try to get this set for the kickoff. This looks similar to what Green used to do a couple of years ago. Oh, well, maybe not now. Remember that thing Green used to do?
Yeah, they turn their backs to the yep. ball and everything and then just run out of it.
It used to drive people crazy. Newark Valley kicks off, and this will be fielded by the Bobcats. They have a little bit of trouble picking that one up. They'll run to the outside. Perry had nowhere to go, out to about the 28-yard line. Actually, I think the returner there for BG, I thought it was Perry. Also could have been Marshfield. Either way, only picked up about a yard or two.
Yeah, he took a shot, too. He actually was being held up by one player, and somebody came in and finished him off. But young man's up on the sideline, just rubbing it off, so good job.
29-0. Newark Valley is on top of BG with 9:28 to go in the second quarter. A first down here for the Bobcats in front of a great crowd here tonight in Bainbridge. Glad to see all this support for the Bobcats. Here's Beams running for his life again. The quarterback for BG, nowhere to go. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, off to the right side. And, again, like we said before, that offensive line and defensive line are doing such a fantastic job. Now, that's one thing that we were talking about in the pregame was they don't have a lot of players on Newark Valley, so they do play on both sides of the ball, and they're probably the same kids.
I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 6, about 7 or 8 subs on that side,
okay.
Whereas BG, I would say, probably has, you know, 10 or 11 on this side in terms of the subs. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And here is Newark Valley breaking through on a big-time sack here for Derek Payne. And he just came streaking through to bring Beams down.
I think there was a missed block there because Beams did not have a chance on that play right there. He got the ball turned around, and there was the tackler from Newark Valley.
Going to be a third down and about 20 here for BG as they go right to left. Ball is at the 20-yard line here. BG is deep in their own end. Clock continues to move as we come up on 8 minutes to go before the halftime break. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Here's the snap, high to Beams. Beams is going to throw to the right side, and this one is picked off here by the Cardinals at midfield. Spoonhauer at the 40, looking to bring it forward down to the 30-yard line here for Newark Valley. And he's got two touchdowns and now an INT to go with it.
Real nice play right there by that young man. Just waited for the ball to come down, went up and high-pointed it, and interception and turnover on the play.
You know what I keep thinking about here, Tim, is that Harpers-Lafton and Newark Valley had a shootout last week. I think it was 42-33. Harpers-Lafton coming out with that win must mean that the Hornets are pretty, you know, the real deal this year as they were last year.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, though, I mean, on that side of the ball, yes, offensively they can put points on the board, but what are they going to do defensively?
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing what they can do defensively, though.
Yeah, must have been a great game last week between Harpers-Lafton and Newark Valley. So here's Newark Valley taking over, going left to right. Little run with Spoonhauer on first down. Good for about 5 yards with 7:40 to go, second quarter. And the Cardinals are in the BG end of the field and across the 30 to about the 28. You know, Tim, I just keep thinking back, and I don't know if you got to, did you get to see Delhi play last year?
I don't think so.
We did a couple of their games, and they were just amazing. They could throw, they could run, they could play defense. They had all the positions in it. It just stinks so bad that there wasn't more of a season last mm-hmm. year besides just get your games in, because Delhi is a team, you know, that could play with a team like Newark Valley. It would have been a lot of fun. And here is Newark Valley running to the outside. Here is Sherwood untouched into the end zone. Nobody could get to him on that right side with 7:05 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Sherwood actually was doing the option to the fullback. Gabe took the ball away from him and went around the end for 6 points.
About a 30-yard run there for Sherwood. And Newark Valley is in control 35-0 right now with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. So, yeah, again, Delhi losing a lot of those pieces to graduation. I still think they're going to be a solid team this year. But, I mean, last year you had Alex Haight and Bryce Brockie and Logan Akins, and you had Luke Brannigan at quarterback. I mean, they were really loaded up. And there is the extra point. And this one is no good. So
wow.
It is 35-0. Newark Valley on top of BG with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
High School Sports on WCDO.
7:05 to go in the second quarter. A 35-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG as the Bobcats will get the ball back here once again. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. So here is Newark Valley kicking it off into the night sky, and the Bobcats will pick it up at the 15-yard line, looking to bring it back out to about the 25. Here for the Bobcats, Marshfield is brought down there. With 6:57 to go here in the second quarter, Newark Valley with a 35-0 lead. And so the Bobcats will come out here. And, you know, as you said earlier, Tim, this is a game where, you know, these guys are young. They just have to try to find a way to forget the scoreboard and just do everything you can. Focus on the little stuff here.
Yeah, definitely. They gotta just, you know, dig a little deeper, get some points on the board for themselves, just as a positive thing going.
Here's Beams, and Wandell is right there as Beams doesn't even have a second to breathe, as that was Wandell breaking through as well as Rinkavage for the Cardinals to bring him down.
Yeah, Wandell is just all over this field.
Yes, he is.
And we have a timeout by BG.
Timeout taken by the Bobcats. Coach Lormer wants to talk it over with them. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 6:40 to go in the first half. It's Newark Valley 35, BG nothing on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
6:40 to go, second quarter. 35-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG. Bobcats will have the ball after that timeout on their own 20-yard line. They're in the navy blue tonight with the gray pants, the navy blue helmet. We're going to have a flag on the play before this one can even develop.
Yeah, that's the second time tonight they've done that. They've actually let the snap happen, and then they call the false start. So it's kind of strange. Usually the false start is called, and they don't even, you know, they blow it way before.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're right. This will back the Bobcats up. They're just going in the wrong direction here tonight with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Now Coach Conway's got his nachos down here. He's done his work.
Yeah.
So he's enjoying some nachos. Yeah. Good to see.
Yeah, you got to be able to do that. That's, selling tickets is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, big crowd here tonight, so we'll hope they did well on their 50-50.
I think they did, and I think the winner was just drawn, so I think somebody's going to be real happy.
Somebody's going to be very happy here tonight, as I'm sure with all these people here, the pot had to be a pretty big one. And here is BG going to try to hand off and run it up the middle, but nowhere to go. It has just been Newark Valley domination on the line, as that was Flesher on the tackle.
I would really like to be on the field like I was when I used to do the chains in Sydney and stuff, just to be able to see what is actually going on that line right now, because I'll tell you what, I feel so bad for the backs of BG, because literally before they even get the ball, someone's hitting them.
What was it like? You liked being on the chain gang? What was that like?
It was awesome. It really was awesome. I mean, it just, you're down on the field, you're in the play, you can hear what the coaches are telling the kids and everything, so it was a really great thing to do.
Here's BG running the sweep to the outside, to the right side, with Noah Janinda, but nowhere to go there. Again, Newark Valley covering it on the inside and the outside here, Tim.
They are. They're just running to the ball. Just, I mean, this team is very athletic. You can see that. And like you said before, Nate, with Harpersville and Afton, that must have been a great game because both of them are loaded with athletes.
Well, Luke Merrill had 5 touchdowns for Harpersville Afton. He had 3 on the ground. He caught one, and he returned an interception for a touchdown. I mean, he is just, he's probably one of the best athletes in the area. And here is a punt for BG back to Newark Valley. As I'm telling this story, I apologize. This is going to be Sherwood returning it about a good 30 yards up the BG sideline before he's knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Gregory hit a bomb on that punt right there because it backed him all the way up. I think he picked it up at about the 35 and then came back all the way across midfield, and he's now at about the 32. No, excuse me.
27. But going back to my other story, I'm picturing Merrill and Brady Batice and the athletes that Harpersville Afton has going up against these guys, from what we've seen here tonight, when you're talking about Flesher and Wandell and Spoonhauer. Those fans got treated real well for week one last week. Must have been a great game.
Well, these linemen are really firing off the ball. There's no doubt about it, because they are into the second level before the running back sometimes even has the ball.
5:15 to go, second quarter. A run here for Newark Valley. Eric Hunt will get the ball across the 25 to the 23, and I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of different Cardinals getting some action here for the rest of this ball game.
That first back through gets the ball on that play. Usually it's the option to the outside on the right, but the back gets about 4 yards on, or excuse me, 5 yards on the play, second down and 5.
Play comes in from the sideline here. That clock is ticking down to 4:45 to go, first half. We will have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll see if we can get some out-of-town scores. With this game starting an hour late, we should be able to see a couple of other scores that are farther along here. Going to be a false start here on the Cardinals with 4:37 to go second quarter. See a bunch of Sydney guys here tonight walking around in their uniforms.
Yeah.
As they had their week one loss to Tioga, and they have Harper's Elafton tomorrow. So the schedule does not get any easier for Coach Matthews.
No, that's definitely a tough start.
And the Sydney Warriors. We will be seeing Sydney next Friday night when they take on Delhi. That game will be in Sydney. So mark the calendar for that. Going to be a handoff here. No, a QB keeper for Wandell. Option pitch goes for Flesher, and he's punched out of bounds at about the 20.
Option right to the boundary side of the field, and actually he waited quite long, and the running back really didn't have anywhere to go but out of bounds. So he is going to come up short of the first down, third and two.
Yeah, I would think, as going back to before, being on that chain gang, I mean, you're in the game, but you're not in the game, right? I mean, you're right there.
Yeah, and you got to pay attention, because I'll tell you what, when those kids come over and you're not wearing anything to protect yourself,
sure,
you got to get out of the way, and yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Wandell hands it off, and they'll try to run up the middle again with Eric Hunt. Very close to a first down. Yes, they got it. He punches it through.
What a stable of weapons they have, because they're back to him being the quarterback. Number four was the quarterback for a little while, and Wandell went to running back. Now Wandell's back running the quarterback spot. So it's really awesome for them to have that many weapons in their arsenal.
You know, now they bring in Eric Hunt, who's a sophomore. They're going to get him some work. They'll hand off here to the outside for another running back. That's Ring Cabbage, and he is going to be in for the touchdown. And so Newark Valley puts another six on the board with a different running back. Once again, Ring Cabbage finds the back of the end zone.
Does anybody have two?
Spoonhauer has two, and Sherwood has two.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I was thinking six touchdowns with six different backs.
Well, let's see. Yeah, Flesher with one, then Spoonhauer back-to-back, then Sherwood back-to-back,
okay,
and now Ring Cabbage.
It's still impressive, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but
no doubt. That was about a 15-yard TD run, and the Cardinals are in full-on control. They didn't mind waiting another hour because they were ready to play. Extra point is good. So with 3:39 to go in the second quarter, it is Newark Valley 42, BG nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
3:39 to go second quarter. Nate Lawl and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. 42-0. It's Newark Valley on top of Bainbridge Guilford as we get close to the halftime break. It has been all Cardinals all the time here in this first half. And so Newark Valley will be kicking off after that most recent touchdown. And now we're going to have a flag on the play, a false start against the Cardinals.
Yeah, the outside man crossed the line before the ball was kicked, so brought the flag out. It cost them 5 yards, and they'll do it again.
And so BG just trying, I think, to survive at this point, get into the locker room, get a chance to kind of take a deep breath, get a drink, and say, okay, what can we do in the second half? What are the little battles that we can win here tonight in this second half?
Well, I think the one thing that Coach Farmer is going to say to him is, look, our goal is to score. We need to put points on the board. If we do it, we're probably not going to come back and win this game, but I want you to go out and try to play the second half and get some points on the board just so you know that you can play with these guys.
Newark Valley kicking off again, and You know, another thing is, I think it's a great lesson that you can't give up. Got to keep your head up and find a way to keep fighting in this game, as Marshfield will return that about 15 yards up the right side to about the 30-yard line. So, yeah, I think it's a good lesson for the rest of the year. You got to keep fighting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a long season. You know, you got to win last week, and you pick a tough draw this week. So the team that came here wanting to win because they had to play a game that they didn't win, and, you know, now they're taking care of business tonight.
So about 3.5 to go in the second quarter. BG will have the ball going right to left at their own 30-yard line. Again, Beams is in the shotgun. He'll look to hand it off to Hagorian, and he is just met hard at that line. That Newark Valley line has been so impressive.
Yeah, they really are, folks. I mean, I can't say enough about them, and they're just not moving. And if they do move, it's forward into the backfield, so they're disrupting the play before it even gets started. Gain of about 1, second down and 9.
So again, in case you're just joining us, it's a 42-0 lead for Newark Valley over BG. This game did get a little bit of a late start, and so that's why we are only coming up on halftime here, as Beams is going to look to throw over the middle, and this one is incomplete. He was looking for Gregory, and BG just cannot catch a break right now, because Newark Valley, whether it's the run or the pass, they're just swarming all over on defense.
Gregory was open, but he had two guys on him, and what a well-placed ball by that young man, Mr. Beams, from the backfield, or the quarterback, because they couldn't get to it where it was thrown, and neither could the receiver.
Yeah, Beams went down low to try to cradle that that ball, and he just couldn't quite bring it in. So this is going to be a third down and about 9 to go for BG. Ball is on their own 30. Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Here's Beams in the shotgun. Steps back, wants to throw again, flushed out of the pocket to his right. Beams along the sideline, throws, looking for Gregory. It's complete. He's going to be short of the first down at about the 36-yard line, needed to get to about the 39.
Yep, nice little play right there. Just a little flat pattern for Gregory, and he hit him right between the numbers, so it'll bring up fourth down in the long 4.
And so a fourth down here, and, you know, Tim, at this point, if you're the BG coaching staff, are you just saying, okay, we've got to go for everything here?
Yeah, definitely, and this is a win for you, you know. This is something to draw a positive from. Try to get into halftime, get a first down, and move the chains.
So here's Beams in BG territory on a fourth down, wants to tuck it and run. Beams to the outside, he's not going to get there. Brought down by the Newark Valley defense. Breaking through was Andrew Waterman to wrap him up.
Waterman just did a really nice job. He waited until Beams made his last move and then went and got him shy of the first down. So turnover on downs, first and 10 for the Cardinal.
1:58 to go in the second quarter. And Newark Valley leads 42-0. They're going to have the ball on the BG 34-yard line. And I'm sure we'll continue to see some fresh faces at different positions here for Newark Valley as they try to mix it up a little bit. Sherwood's going to go back to being quarterback here. And Wandell not even in the ball game at the moment, overtaking a little bit of a breather. And Newark Valley will hand off again to Eric Hunt up the right side, and good for about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, they had 4 wideouts on that play and 1 back in the play, and he hands it off to him through the guard tackle gap. Good pickup on first down of about 6 yards, second down and 4.
Coming up on about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. See if Newark Valley can put some more points on the board here before the end of the second frame. Waiting for the snap. And there it is, and again, they'll hand off to Hunt up the gut. Good for about 1 or 2 yards as the BG defense tries to clamp down there with 1:15 to go.
Looks like the officials gave them the first down, so it'll be first and 10 at about the 25-yard line.
Clock can still continuing to move. Newark Valley taking their time here in the huddle. Ball is on the BG 24-yard line. And so, again, this will be Joe Sherwood under center. Sherwood will hand off to Hunt. He bounces to the outside left side before he's tripped up there, but not before he picks up about 5 yards.
Nice little play right there, just off to the left side, just outside the end, and gets that 5 yards, as Nate said. Second down and five.
Clock still continuing to move. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sherwood is under center. Barking out the plays, Sherwood will look to hand it off, and he does. Another run right into the line. And going to be good for the first down. They needed about a yard, and they got it.
I'm kind of laughing because the referee, the white hat, isn't even waiting for like somebody to tell him that it's a first down. He's just going, move the chain.
Yep, move the chain. Well, Newark Valley is going to opt to not take this last play, and they'll head into the locker room with a 42-0 lead at the half over Bainbridge Guilford. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Again, our halftime score, Newark Valley 42, BG nothing on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com.